Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Monday, April 27th. Happy Monday. Happy Missions Monday. Today we highlight Red Mountain Grace, which is a Birmingham-based Christian ministry that provides affordable housing and hospitality for out-of-town patients and their caregivers who come to Birmingham for extended medical care. They offer fully furnished apartments located near the hospitals, and it's designed to give families a stable, peaceful place to live during treatment. This reminds me to be praying for all those whom we love who are incurring medical needs, whether they live in Birmingham or beyond, and also for the families who are occupying the different apartments that are provided by our church and other churches in our area. In Genesis today, we have made our way to chapter 11, which is the Tower of Babel. I'm going to do something non-conventional today. I'm going to read out of the Bible, Laugh and Learn Bible for Kids, just to retell this story. Now, I will warn you, as Webb Splawn, when he was a little kid, said, I want one of those Bibles that has all the words in it. He couldn't find all the words in the children's Bible. This is not all the words, and it is a paraphrase and an interpretive work, but I think it's a really good interpretation. It was a new start. The great flood had stopped all the fighting and cheating and lying. Now Noah and his kids had a new chance to live as God's friends, the way they had always tried to live, sharing love and kindness instead of meanness and hate. The first thing Noah did was build an altar where he could give gifts to God. Noah gave gifts to God and thanked God for the new chance in a new world. God told Noah and his kids how he wanted them to live, and they promised they would do their best to live that way. And it went pretty well for a while, but Noah's kids had kids, and their kids had kids, and their kids had kids, grandkids, and great-grandkids, and great-great-grandkids. They started building houses, and then they built a whole city. They were very proud of their city. What a great city we have built, they said. What else can we build? What if we build a tower that reached to the sky? Wouldn't that make us look strong? Building a city doesn't seem like a big deal. Building a tall tower doesn't seem like a big deal. But it was a big deal. What they were really saying was this: if we all live in one place, we can protect ourselves. We can feed ourselves, and a great tower will make us feel strong. Then we won't need a strong God. We will be the strong ones. Remember, God didn't want people to stay in one place. He wanted them to cover the whole world and make it like the Garden of Eden, filled with beauty, order, and plenty. He wanted his special creatures, his friends, to rely on him for safety and food. He wanted them to trust in his strength, not their own, to build things together with him, not on their own. So as these grandkids and great-grandkids of Noah began building their mighty tower to the sky, God did something interesting. He scrambled their words. God gave them different languages so they couldn't understand each other. If they couldn't understand each other, they couldn't work together to build their tower. They couldn't work together to continue building their big city. And sure enough, since they couldn't understand each other, different groups and families wandered off from the city to live in different parts of the world, just as God wanted. Little cities sprouted up all over. The great tower never got built. So, did all the people say that they were sorry for trying to live without God? Did they trust in God again, stop sinning, and start spreading beauty, order, and plenty throughout the world? Not exactly. Wherever there were groups of people living together, there was sin. More fighting, more cheating, more lying, and more hurting. Even with their second chance, the grandkids and great-grandkids of Noah made the same mistake that Adam and Eve had made long before. They stopped listening to God and started listening to the other voice, the voice of the sneaky snake that said, "You won't be happy if God is in charge. You should be in charge instead." A voice that lied. God saw his favorite creatures hurting each other and wandering farther and farther from him. So God knew it was time for his great rescue plan. A plan that didn't start with a huge flood or a big boat. A plan that started with one single person, a guy named Abram. Thank you for allowing me to read from the Laugh and Learn Bible by Phil Vischer. He asked us to pray at the end of this story. Dear God, help us quiet the voices that say we should trust our strength instead of yours. We want everything we say and do to bring glory to you. Amen. And now let us turn to the Psalms. Today we're in Psalm 106. We're going to be reading verses 1 through 12. I have enjoyed reading some of the songs antiphonally, or where I read a verse and then you repeat it after me. And so I think today this is a good psalm to do that with. When we get to the portion where we're talking about the fact that we have sinned, I will give us just an extra moment to confess our sins to the Lord. And at the end, I will also give us another extra moment to lift our voices in praise to God. Will you repeat after me, and will you pray with me? Hallelujah. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His faithful love endures forever. Who can declare the Lord's mighty acts, or proclaim all the praise due him? How happy are those who uphold justice, who practice righteousness at all times. Remember me, Lord, when you show favor to your people. Come to me with your salvation, so that I may enjoy the prosperity of your chosen ones. Rejoice in the joy of your nation, and boast about your heritage. Both we and our ancestors have sinned. We have done wrong and have acted wickedly. Now just take a moment to confess your sins before the Lord. Our ancestors in Egypt did not grasp the significance of your wondrous works, or remember your many acts of faithful love. Instead, they rebelled by the sea, the Red Sea. Yet he saved them for his name's sake, to make his power known. He rebuked the Red Sea and it dried up. He led them through the depths as through a desert. He saved them from the power of the adversary. He redeemed them from the power of the enemy. Water covered their foes. Not one of them remained. Then they believed his promises and sang his praise. Now let us all take a moment to praise the Lord. Father, we lift our hands and our hearts to you, mindful of the fact that you have forgiven us and that you have saved us for your name's sake through the power of the risen Lord. Bless our brothers and sisters at Red Mountain Grace and give us the grace that we need to be conduits of your love, your mercy, your forgiveness, and your attention to the world around us. In your holy name we pray. Amen.